Chapter 2 The Tour. On Monday morning, Violet awakened early. She hadn't slept well. It was her first night ever on a ship, and she kept thinking of the deep water below her. What hid in those dark waters? Sharks? Old shipwrecks? Jessie, sitting at the dressing table, brushed her long brown hair. She wore a white t-shirt and red shorts. She put down her brush and half turned. "Good morning, Violet. Are you finally getting up?" Violet nodded.
"I didn't sleep too well."
Quickly, she jumped out of bed.
"But I feel okay now."
From the chest of drawers, she took out a pair of jeans and a top.
"I'll only be a jiffy in the shower."
Jessie waved a piece of paper.
"Here's a list of today's activities. It was under the door when I got up. At 10 o'clock, there's a tour of the ship."
"That sounds like fun," Violet said.
It wasn't long before the girls joined Henry and Benny for breakfast. Grandfather had eaten earlier and was skipping the tour to play chess with Max. The children went through the cafeteria line. Benny's eyes grew big at the mountain of fruit, the mounds of fresh pastry, cereals, eggs, bacon, sausage, waffles, pancakes, and fruit juices. Benny's plate was piled high, but he ate every single bite. After breakfast, they hurried to join the tour. They went from deck to deck with the group.
"This is the kitchen," the tour guide said, moving into a huge room.
Henry gazed about the gigantic room. Lining the walls on one side were huge refrigerators with glass doors so you could see the food inside. On the other side of the kitchen were row after row of stoves. Benny stood before a refrigerator staring at the luscious desserts.
"Would you like a taste?"
a voice behind him asked. Benny jumped but immediately answered,
"Yes!"
A short, plump man chuckled and came forward to open a refrigerator door. He pulled out a strawberry tart and handed it to Benny.
"Thanks,"
Benny said, taking a bite.
"I'm Isaac," the chef said, adjusting his tall white hat.
"I'm Benny Alden, and over there are my brother and two sisters. This is certainly a big kitchen. I think I'd like to be a cook. I like to eat."
"Well, Benny," Isaac said, smiling, "you can come to the kitchen again."
He put his finger to his lips.
"This is our secret.
Every time you come, I'll give you a treat."
"Oh, I wouldn't take it unless I could help you,"
Benny said. Isaac winked.
"You would be a grand helper, I'm sure, and so would your brother and sisters."
Isaac's white apron almost touched the floor as he reached for a bowl of blueberries.
"I'll be back,"
Benny promised.
"This way," the guide said.
They climbed the stairs to the navigation deck, which jutted above the sun deck. It was glass on all sides. The officer set Benny on a high stool where he could see for miles. Jessie studied the complicated instrument panel and the elaborate compass. Then they visited the engine room and radio room. After the tour, they returned to B deck to play shuffleboard. Grandfather, seated in a deck chair, put down his book.
"Hello, children. How was the tour?"
Surprised, Violet turned around.
"Fine, Grandfather," she said. "But I thought you and Max were playing chess."
"We were."
Grandfather's face grew grave.
"But Max suddenly said he didn't feel well and he left."
He shook his head.
"I'm afraid something is wrong. But Max won't talk about it."
Benny took the shuffleboard stick that Jessie handed him.
"Why don't we just ask him?"
he questioned, shoving the disc toward number 10, but it fell short of its goal. Grandfather smiled.
"Maybe he'll tell us when he's ready, Benny. We don't want to pry."
Benny thought this over.
"No, I wouldn't want to do that."
After Henry won the game, the children ate lunch, then went out on deck. As they were leaning over the railing looking at the blue, shimmering sea, they heard someone on the ship-to-shore telephone.
"That's the radio room,"
Henry said, pointing at an open portal.
That's Max's voice,
Violet whispered. The children couldn't help overhearing his words.
Well, Max said, I will, but only because you think I should. Yes, I'll do everything you told me.
A few more words, and he hung up. Henry put his hands on his hips. What do you make of that? Puzzled, Jessie wrinkled her forehead.
It sounds to me like he's doing something he really doesn't want to do.
Who would make him do something he doesn't want to?
Violet questioned. Henry looked at Violet and shook his head.